It's just after 3:15 p.m. on day 17. That's Monday, the 2nd of June. I'm riding through the northern Barkly Tablelands, heading north with an easterly wind, which is across me at the moment, but has been behind me for a good part of the day, so that's been a help. I'm on the Tablelands Highway, which is a narrow strip of sealed road, generally only one vehicle wide, that runs for 378 kilometres according to the signs, from Barkly Homestead in the south to a little settlement called Cape Crawford in the north, which is my target for today. I've just had a short break next to the 70 kilometres to go sign to Cape Crawford, so I should be there in about 3.5 hours, so sometime between 6:30 and 7, which is pretty good going. When I left Barkly Homestead, I was hoping I'd finish for sometime between 6 or 7. There's a few hills at this end of the Barkly Highway. I'm slowly working my way up one here. It's a really remote area, hardly any cars all day, a few cattle, a few signs off to sheep station, cattle stations, but mostly it's just been remote and vast and a great feeling of solitude. Further south it was pretty flat and in some places treeless, so as far as the eye could see in either direction or any direction, it was just a sea of sort of tussocky grass, not very thick, lots of exposed bare red ground with small red stones. Further north at this end there's a series of light ridges, some of them which are quite heavily forested, but all very arid, very red. In the valleys, quite a few creek beds, but no water in any of them. And the cattle seem to get their water from some dams, which are, I think, artesian bore fed. Although, I think I'm far enough north here to be in the area where they get wet season dams between November and February. So some of those dams could be run off. It's been a long day. Let's set out. It's got up at midnight. Set out at 1 a.m. It's farewelled by a couple of guys in one of the other motel units at Barkly Homestead who were just going to bed. The bar had closed at 12. They came out to look at the bike and wish me well. Then leaving at 1 o'clock and heading north the first 6 hours till daylight. Saw no sign of humans at all, apart from the lights of one cattle station that I could see off to the right at one point in the night. As the day dawned, started to see a few more vehicles, although probably only averaging a couple an hour the whole day. Mostly tourists with caravans or camper trailers. After about 150k, I stopped at one of the two designated rest areas on this stretch of road, and there were a few caravanners there just getting ready to start their day. I pulled into the picnic shelter where there's a picnic table between two of them, and they were friendly, very friendly, immediately offered me a cup of coffee, which I accepted while I ate one of the sandwiches that I'd ordered from the homestead yesterday to have for my meals today. Ordered a couple at the second one for lunch. most of the talking to comes from Newcastle, which is quite close to Terrell, where I left from. They'd been to a Lions club conference in Darwin and were wending their way slowly home. Apart from that, I always get plenty of waves on a road like this. Nobody expects to see a cyclist. You can see some people reaching for their cameras to take a picture. I have been fortunate to have the wind behind me most of the day. I was pretty keyed up for today because it was a long day, and I knew that it wouldn't take much to go wrong for it to become a bit of a saga. But with the wind, which has been mostly following all day, and the fact that the temperatures have only got up to about the high 20s, means that hasn't been too unpleasant. I actually oversupplied myself with water. Apart from the usual complement of water bottles and so on, that adds up to about 6 or 7 litres. I filled up my 3-litre Camelback bladder in my backpack, which increases the weight of my backpack. Than 70k to go. I've still got plenty of fluid on board, and a few snacks left as well. I took quite a few snacks in addition to the sandwiches. Not much else to report for today. In amongst the sort of scrubby timber around here, plenty of termite mounds, about 2 metres tall. A lot of them looking like medieval castles with turrets and stuff, and often there's lots of them in a small, relatively small area, so it looks like you're passing through long graveyards. They're all quite tall and they're casting their shadows in the sun sometimes. Seen quite a few eagles today. Off to my left right now, I can see a huge flock of black cockatoos. I might even be able to hear them. This morning I saw quite a few kangaroos around too. Plenty of roadkill on this road too, not only the dead kangaroos but quite a few dead cattle, because the cattle, the road's unfenced, and so the cattle often get collected by the larger vehicles. Anyway, I wouldn't like to be in a car hitting one, but I think the road trains would clean them up pretty easily. Always a bit pongy when you go past the roadkill, depending on its state of decay. That's it for now.